While the council's agenda on Wednesday is fairly light, Fisher said the panel will soon be busy on several major initiatives.
I think we're going to see quite a bit of planning work and movement on affordable housing this year, whether it be related to taking the housing assessment that's finishing up and moving that to a countywide affordable housing plan that will be vetted this year, or even specifically doing master planning around the Klein-Dolly property. And then in the area of environmental sustainability, we're going to see a lot of movement on forwarding with Rocky Mountain Power's help the net zero electricity goal, as well as getting more solar power generation on some of our buildings.
Meanwhile, the council passed a property tax increase last month, with county officials saying the overall tax bill for residents would increase somewhere between 5 and 7%. Fisher said the protest period is technically still in effect for the tax increase they felt was prudent.
We feel like we've been as responsible as possible in analyzing it and really necking down to what the need is. But, at the same time, there's still a period of time that protest can be had on this. The last part of the process of a truth and taxation process is that there is available to opponents the ability to put together a petition to get that issue on a ballot if they want to. And we are waiting to see whether that happens. We haven't seen anything about that.
County Manager Tom Fisher. For KPCW, I'm Rick Bruff.